This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. And I'll get to this kind of foreign policy stuff with the Putin and everything else in just a few minutes. There are a few things I need to do first. First of all, I played a little bit of it last hour. But I realized I cheated everybody by laughing too hard and cutting off the clip. And I need some humor in my life. Don't you have days where you need humor in your life? I'll be honest with you. I'm in a terrible mood today. Maybe you can't tell because my mood got significantly better about the time the show started. You put me in a good mood. I have fun with you. But I woke up this morning and I did something that I've been really good about, that I haven't done in a long time. I went and got breakfast tacos. I've been eating healthier for breakfast, but this morning I got breakfast tacos, and I have not had breakfast tacos in 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. What, Chris? That's a long time. I haven't had breakfast tacos. I got a little fat, I told you. I've been trimming that off, and today I woke up, and I don't know why. I was just like, screw it. Dad needs some breakfast tacos. So I went out, got some tacos. They were all wrapped in foil, brought them home. Chorizo, egg, cheese. That's what I ordered. Brought the tacos home, opened them up. They put sour cream all over them. Sour cream is like the most disgusting thing in the history of mankind. Unedible. Breakfast tacos ruined. That put me on a negative trajectory all day long. All day long. Then I started stewing about the judges and things like that. So we need to laugh. I need to laugh right now. We'll get back to the hard news in a moment. Fort Myers, Florida. The city council met because, I played a little bit of this earlier, because they're being forced to work with ICE. Now, remember, work with ICE means deport the illegals that are in the community. And the ones the Trump administration are going after now aren't even just run-of-the-mill illegals. We're not talking about the people at Home Depot you pick up to do the siding on your house. We're talking MS-13 and Trende Aragua, like the most violent, vile human beings on the planet. That's who the Trump administration is going after first. That's who ICE wants to grab. And they want to make sure Fort Myers is not impeding it. And look, it's a little long. I think it's entertaining enough. I'm going to try to let it just play. But man, I needed this laugh.
The argument, and I know there's no malintent to it, that we would risk federal or state funding if I don't sign up for this.
I know you can't see, but it's three women. There's video of this. It's three women crying.
It is a tumultuous day and age. And this is a day I hate sitting in the seat. But my city.
Quick side note, sorry. I swear I'm going to let them play at some point in time. Remember this about a lot of liberal white women. You understand the reality of life about how cultures clash and how you can't import barbarians. And like you understand all that. But for so many liberal white women, foreigners, they're looked at like rescue dogs. That's how they look at them. And I know that sounds crazy, but remember, these people are crazy. You could take the most deranged, depraved member of MS-13, tattoos all over his face, a rap sheet a mile long. The liberal white woman will still believe he should be brought into your community because to her, he's a rescue dog. Just that's how they look at
him. He's not for sale.
Person, thank you for your words and thank you. Burke, I can't. I sit here to represent my city, but my city is not just all of us sitting here. It's the people that live here to support you, Chief, to support the intent of the city. I can't stand behind this as an immigrant, the only immigrant sitting in this council, because Although this isn't about me particularly, I have been in that position, and I can't. I can't even express how heavy this is in my heart.
So if I can just add once again, this is not a memorandum to create a group of officers to go out there and kick in doors and actively seek out immigrants. It's a process that allows officers who come in contact with people violating the laws, people creating or committing crimes that also happen to be an illegal alien and have a warrant, a civil warrant for that purpose. This is allowing our police officers, our police department, to do a better job. It's not what it's portrayed to be.
The police chief has to step in and say, no, I don't, are you not understanding? This is just for the, wait, this is just for people who are committing crimes. It's just poor Sap. He just doesn't even understand what he's dealing with. I'm sorry. I just thought the whole thing was really, really funny. Also, couple things before I get back to the news. I'm distracted right now. Whatever, it happens from time to time. Shut up, Chris. Remember my little sauce rant last night about the most discriminated against people in the world being us sauce people who get sauces with dinner? We got all kinds of emails, ones like this one. Dear fellow Holocaust or Holosauce, sorry, not Holocaust, Holosauce survivor. That's really funny. Just wanted to email you in support as a fellow sauce enthusiast. I've told my wife for years food is mainly a sauce delivery system. I don't know why bringing a cup of sauce is so hard, but the man just wants to keep us down. He does. His name is Bradley. I got this one, a little bit of an explanation. I did not know this. Clearly somebody in the restaurant industry. You fellow saucers, sauciers, if you will. Those of us who are being discriminated against. This is a little behind the scenes as to why. Greetings, my fellow sauce connoisseur, this guy said. I listened to your shipping monologue. First, I would love an hour dedicated to shipping. Second, I spent 4 years in the Navy, and I was deployed on the Nimitz back in 2000, so I looked at the Suez, so on and so forth. Wait a minute, that's not the right one. Did I throw away the right one? Oh, no, I threw away the right email. I read you the wrong email. Okay, let me explain what the guy said. I read the wrong email. By the way, great email. Thanks, appreciate it. The right email that I was reaching for that I screwed. Oh, no, it's in front of me. I grabbed the wrong one. Jesse, I can tell you that us working stiffs feel your pain. It's about the extra blue cheese. But if you haven't found out the answer to why you don't get your extra sauce, it's twofold. Okay? Pay attention, sauciers. One, the chef is the keeper of the sauces. This I did not know. The waitress has to beg for extra sauce, and the chef will often ransom it for extra tips since most restaurants tip out the chef. Which leads me to the second reason you don't get your precious blue cheese. It annoys the waitress because she basically has to submit to the demeaning chef to get it for you. So in all likelihood, when you ask for extra sauce, they flat out don't like you anymore. Here are your options. Bring your own and keep it quiet, or ask how much is extra sauce and volunteer a buck or two. This will grease the wheels a bit. She can either pocket the cash as a tip or use it to pay off the sauce Nazi in the kitchen. And P.S., asking repeatedly is a great way to watch the quality of service deplete. It's a practically one-to-one reduction in service. Each time you ask, she'll get a little worse. Okay. So that is actually helpful in this way that I need to, instead of just being willing to throw a buck or two, I need to lead with that. I need to, okay, I have no problem doing that. But I should clarify now that I've seen the behind the scenes of the puppet show, I've seen the strings. I know how it works now. You should understand I will offer the money up front. From now on, the tip is going to start to suffer if I don't get my sauce. Period. I am a good tipper, I'll be honest with you. I do way more than freaking 20, 25% anymore. I'll up that number anymore because I know people are hurting, they're struggling to get by. I have always believed in tipping well. Even when I didn't have a dime, I tip well. If I don't tip you well, you really sucked or you were rude or something like that. I tip well. From now on, now that I know, I will do two things. I am going to offer a buck or two for my sauce. I'll make sure I have a dollar on me. That's one. That's the good news. The bad news is you are losing 5% if I don't get my sauce. Automatically, right off the bat, that's a 5% deduction. And when my meal delivers, that doesn't mean I have to remind you when you run back and get it. The sauce comes with my meal because I ordered it with my meal, or 5% off immediately. What, Chris? That's right. Chris, at that point in time, you've already paid for it. That's right. That's it. I just had to get that off my chest. Now we can talk about the war and Putin and everything else, and we'll make fun of Joanne Reed and have a good time. Now, maybe you don't think you're bold enough to let the waitress know that you need some sauce and you'll pay for it. That's because your testosterone levels are too low. That's because you drink estrogens. You shower in estrogens. They're in our water, lots of it. That's why you need a male vitality stack from Chalk, so you will have the guts to stand up against sauce discrimination. Natural herbal supplements can jack your T levels up 20% in 90 days. You realize that? Stop going down to the corner to the clinic and getting a needle jammed in your arm. Do you really think that that's the way forward, the healthy way forward? The hardcore anti-communists at Chalk, they'll make sure you are well taken care of. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, so Trump had a phone call with Putin today. They agreed on I didn't see this coming. They agreed on a limited ceasefire. Trump came out on social media and said, well, they agreed no more aid, no more firing at energy things like that, a limited ceasefire. So, look, I don't have an update beyond this. Things are moving forward. As we've talked about many times before, it won't move as fast as you want it to or I want it to. Very, very difficult to stop a war. But it looks as if things are moving forward in a good way, and we can feel good about that. That's one. Two, the Houthis, they're firing drones at our carrier group. We intercepted it. Don't worry about that. But this thing might just end up being interesting. It might end up being interesting because Iran is going to keep feeding this group everything they need to attack us. But the problem is, the Trump administration is well aware that Iran is feeding them the things we need to attack us. Do we bomb Iran? Look, now we're getting into a whole different world, aren't we? Now we're getting into, well, we've kind of been here before, right? What, Chris? Chris said, shouldn't we bomb Yemen first? Well, we're bombing Yemen. That's where the Houthis are. We're dropping bombs on Yemen. But look, we in America, it's hard for us to understand this. It's hard for me to understand it. I know it. I can read about it. I can learn about it. But it's still hard for me to conceptualize. Why doesn't the Yemeni government, do you say that, Yemeni? Did I say that right? Man, I'm smart. Why doesn't the Yemeni government, why don't they just go stop the Houthis? They're not powerful enough. We don't recognize that, but the Yemeni government is not the most powerful entity inside of Yemen. They're just not. Why bomb the Yemeni government when Iran is the one providing it? But then you start bombing Iran, now we're talking yet another possible war over there. It's just the whole thing is a daggone mess. Also bringing us to this point. Last night, Israel cooked it off again in Gaza, started smoking things, took out four Hamas terrorists in Gaza. And then, of course, the propaganda wars immediately launched back and forth. They're killing babies. Well, we're not. And all the other things. I haven't talked a lot about this whole thing because I don't do a ton of foreign policy, as you know. But I will just once again say, I am floored, floored at how dumb Hamas is. Dumb. And don't say, well, yeah, they're terrorists. Stop. There's been all kinds of smart terrorists. There's been all kinds of smart, evil people out there. Not all evil people are dumb at all. I can't believe. I'm dumbfounded at this. I am dumbfounded that you thought this was going to go any other way. You killed 1,000 Israelis on October 7th, and you didn't just kill them? That would have been, you know what? I would guess, and I could be wrong about this, I would guess that the response, Israel's response to this, would have been different if it had just been death. Not that death is okay. If they just showed up, shot a bunch of people, grenaded a bunch of people, killed 1,000, that the response would not have been as drastic as it has been. But the smaller, weaker party, Hamas is by far the smaller, weaker party. You started torturing people and assaulting the women in terrible ways. The ones you didn't slaughter, you tortured. And the ones you didn't torture, or maybe some of the ones you did, then you chose to just kidnap a bunch of them? My point is not even, it's not even about the individual Israel-Hamas thing. My point is that smaller, weaker powers have bordered larger powers, who they hate, for all of history. That's always been a thing. You have this powerful country with smaller, weaker neighbors, maybe even warlike neighbors. But the warlike neighbors always understood, even if they attacked the bigger power, even if they did a raid or something like that, they always understood we should probably stay on the right side of the line or else we're going to really make them angry and they're going to come kill us all. Our Indians went through this when we were expanding west. Even some of the most violent groups, they understood. I realize that all the atrocities went back and forth, but even some of the most violent groups understood, hey, you know, we could probably go attack that individual settlement and kill that family of five. They're going to be mad about that. They may even send the army, but we can do that. Hey, let's do that. Should we attack this town of 100 and torture everybody to death? If we do that, they're definitely going to send the entire United States Army and we're all going to die. So we probably shouldn't take it quite that far. But these morons in Hamas, what did you think they were going to do? 1,000 people with rapes and torture and babies. And what did you think they were going to do? Chris said they're crazy. I realize that you're trying to talk reason to people who are not reasonable. How did you think they were going to respond, you morons? God, jeez. Anyway, speaking of morons, Fred's been hurting lately. Not physically, emotionally. He's had a really hard time because mom is down here. And mom, she goes back home on occasion. Now, Fred's fine until she leaves and then he lays by the front door whimpering. That's what he does. He lays and whimpers until she returns. It's the most pathetic thing. Ob sent me a video of it the other day. It was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. I have the most embarrassing dog in the history of the world. He just gets really attached. And we love him. Everyone loves him. I can't imagine what it's going to be like the day we lose him. We put rough grains on his food so that day is as far away as humanly possible. Your dog, my dog, they do not get nutrition from the brown dog food you give them. That brown, dried garbage. There's nothing in it. They kill it all at the factory. So we give our dogs empty calories and we wonder why they die at 10. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black created Rough Greens, all natural nutritional supplement with everything, live vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes. You will see differences in your dog, his energy, his coat. Just your body works better when you get nutrition, right? Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Cannot get enough of this day, except Bill Pulte came out and said a bunch of things that are going to make you angry. The entire government's been stealing all your money, and it's been going absolutely nowhere.
One of the things that we discovered pretty quickly was there was about 2,900 people that were supposed to work in the building. Turns out only 49 were showing up full time.
Slow it down. 2,900 people? How many showed up?
On average, the highest that we saw on a five-day work week was 49 people. And this would be at Fannie Mae. And Freddie Mac has a similar problem. We're going to fix it. President Trump hired a businessman to do this, and we're going to fix it for him.
You've been paying the salaries of federal workers. They've been on vacation. Many, we believe, have taken out second jobs because they don't have to show up to the first job. And while you've been struggling to make ends meet, our government's been full of a bunch of scumbags who don't even go to work.
It's Monday. Knock, knock. Nobody's home. Look at this. We've got this big, beautiful area where employees are supposed to work. Nobody's here. So we're in the second headquarters at Freddie Mac. We were just in the other building. There was nobody there for miles and miles and miles. Look at these desks. They're clean. We've got a cafeteria, again, that's completely vacant. You've got food that's being prepared. The staff that makes the food is here 5 days a week, but the people who work in this building or should work in this building aren't here 5 days a week.
Full-time staff shows up to make cafeteria food 5 days a week. Federal employees don't even bother showing up to eat it. Pause for a moment and think about how many tons of good food you paid for while you were unable to afford eggs. How much good food got prepared and then tossed in the trash can because federal employees didn't show back up to work? And just a reminder that all this comes back to COVID and the idea that we should stand 6 feet away from other people. We should shut down companies for a virus. It's just so freaking absurd. I can't believe we ever bought into it. Here's another thing. I like this. Scott Bessent, who continues to impress me, he went on the news and he said something I liked, but I'd like to add something to it.
The culture of...
It's about the IRS whistleblowers, by the way.
The culture of being able to come forward when you see wrongdoing is a central part of our democracy. I saw these two fellows before the president addressed to Congress in Speaker Johnson's office. They came over to me and said, you know, sir, we're still being harassed. Seeing them in person really brought it home for me. So I went and decided I would bring them into Treasury, give them a year to investigate the wrongdoing that's going on at the IRS. So we'll have them in Treasury. We'll learn what's been going on at the IRS, what's been wrong, how could this Hunter Biden nonsense have happened, and we're going to make sure it doesn't happen to anyone again, whether they're Republicans, Democrats, or independents.
IRS whistleblowers bravely stepped forward and said the IRS is running cover for Hunter Biden. We know that. The IRS is full of communists. Scott Bessent, to his credit, grabbed these people, these brave people who gave up their government position, and he is now not only handing them back a different government position, he's putting them in charge of investigating the organization that ran them out. I love all this. Love all this. But I will put a little addendum on the back end of this. What about the FBI whistleblowers? What about Steve Friend, Marcus Freeman, Garrett O'Boyle? What about Kyle? What about the FBI whistleblowers who were brave enough to step forward and call out America's evil secret state police agency? Unless something has changed recently and I somehow missed it, they have not been made whole. These gentlemen are still being attacked from the FBI, suspended without pay, can't feed their families. I love that we're getting these reformers in the government. I love it. I'm happy. Good, 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 good. Good up and down the line. Why have the FBI whistleblowers not been made whole yet? And I am willing to be patient. I'm willing to be patient mainly because Kash Patel, who I don't know, has an excellent reputation. And Dan Bongino, who I do know, is a stud. And I believe that he's going to fix it. That's why I'm going to be patient. But is this above them? Is someone above them holding this up? And I'm just going to let you know, because I know we have all kinds of people in the government who listen. Senate, House, FBI. I need you to hear me here. I'm willing to be patient for a while. But these guys don't just deserve to be made whole. These are heroes who gave up a lot to expose an evil organization, the FBI. When my patience runs out, I'm going to start being loud. And I'm going to start making things uncomfortable for you. Someone needs to take care of the FBI whistleblowers, or I'm going to start making things uncomfortable. I am not part of the administration, and I don't want to be. This is exactly why I don't wave pom-poms. This is exactly why I don't ever fall into being a fan of this or that, because I am interested in right and wrong and the United States of America. And somebody, maybe this is a Pam Bondi problem, someone had better take care of the FBI whistleblowers. They deserve that and much, much more. To be frank, they deserve to be taken care of for the rest of their lives for what they've had to go through. That's what happens when you take on an evil secret state police agency. They had the guts to give up their career to do so. I'll be frank, I'm not happy. It's been, what, 2 months? Almost 2 months? What are we doing? The IRS guys are digging right back in. FBI guys still twisting in the wind, huh? Like I said, I'm going to be patient for a little while, and then I'm going to run out of patience. Just let you know. Thank you. This is an email, sorry. Thank you for talking about the final days of your dad. That really hit home. Right now, I'm the dad. Not close to my final days, but not a pillar of health either. God bless you and yours. Yeah, look, I'm honest with you as I can be without freaking turning into a mess or something like that. I'm still not doing great. So there. That's what it. And I'll tell you what else. I'll tell you what's really getting me bad, what I don't like, is I'm so short-tempered right now. I'm generally not that way. I'm just not. But yeah, Chris hasn't noticed. Well, I don't take it out. I try not to take it out on people, right? It's not you, right? It's I'm just short-tempered about everything, and I hate it. I don't like it. Chessie, I work nights, and from time to time, I stop by high-end late-night fast food places on my way home. It's 1:30 a.m. I was polite at the White Castle window, ordered simply 3 cheese sliders. I get to the window, give the 20-something-year-old guy $5, and say, thanks, keep the change. He shoves the bag in my face, closes the window, and that's it. What happened to common courtesy? I will again let all of you parents know, and it doesn't just go to parents. Maybe you're a kid listening, and maybe you don't have great parents or parents that teach you this. You could teach yourself. Yes, sir. No, ma'am. Please. Thank you. Very, very simple things. Sounds extremely simple, right? If your parents have taught you manners, you're probably rolling your eyes. Yeah, everyone knows that. No, they don't. Kids who aren't taught don't know. And those phrases, those very simple phrases, I'm not even talking about where to put your salad fork and all that. I don't even know any of that crap. Please, thank you, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, yes, sir, no, sir. Those phrases will carry you very, very, very far in life. And more importantly, avoiding those phrases will hurt you your entire life. You don't know. You won't know. Why didn't I get that call back after that job interview? You couldn't even be bothered to say thank you. Manners can take you very far. All right? All right. Let's make fun of Joyanne Reed and Dr. Witch next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you missed any part of the show, including my deep, heartfelt apology about the whole honey incident, You can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, remember what I told you before about the best way to ensure your children never turn out to be communists is teach them to be grateful. You can, it's something you can teach children. You can teach people to open up their eyes and count their blessings. There's never been a grateful communist ever. It's always about what they don't have and misery. It's always that. Doesn't matter how much they have in their life, financially, family-wise, whatever. They're always bitter, resentful. This is what I don't have. This is what I don't get. I still do this with my sons. Randomly, I'll just tell them, tell me something you're grateful for. Doesn't have to be big. Doesn't have to be small. Something. Find something. Look around. Find something you're grateful for, because we all have something, right? I want you to listen to this. Joy Reid, Joy-Ann Reid, she's that moron who just got fired from MSNBC. Do keep in mind that she made $3 million a year. And fellas, if memory serves me, it was just a Saturday show, right? I believe she did one show a week. One show a week. $3 million a year. Have you ever made $3 million a year? She's sitting on stage. Here she is.
And my mother was from Guyana. And so they were the immigrants who came here on purpose and they got the rude awakening. My mother got the rude awakening, like, ooh, it's racist here. that's weird. For some reason, she wasn't.
Nobody told me. Why don't you go to school?
Yeah, no, she's like, they tell me this is the land of opportunity, but not for me. It's so weird.
Oh, this is the land of opportunity, but not for me. Oh, it's racist here. The daughter of a woman who came here from Guyana found a gig that paid her $3 million a year to do one TV show a week. And yet with a straight face, that vile little communist will still get on stage and talk about how much this country sucks. Remember, grateful, grateful. Gratefulness might be the ultimate vaccine against communism. Always, always remember that. Also, remember Dr. Witch, Dr. Liana Wang, I believe is her actual name, but she's affectionately known on this show as Dr. Witch. You saw her face during COVID. She was all over television. Every single time you turned on the TV, she was on there usually explaining why you shouldn't have rights anymore. Unvaccinated shouldn't have rights, wear 19 masks. Really one of the more evil human beings during that whole affair. This is her now.
In public health, there is always going to be a tension between individual liberties and what's best for the group. That's just inherent in public health.
I want to give Dr. Witch a little bit of credit there, because she's right. She doesn't mean to be right in the way she's right, but she is right. Remember to be very careful whenever you're batting around ideas in your head of you like this, you don't like that. Remember to be very, very careful of never accepting the communist premise for anything. And it could be, look, I still do this. You do this. It's a human nature thing to accept the premise of somebody. Public health is not a thing that should exist. There's no such thing as public health. We are in a free country. There is your health, my health, Chris's health, Corey's health, your family's health. But the second you accept the idea of public health doctors, public health this, then what you're doing is you're paving the road for these nasty little tyrants to crush you, to destroy your liberty. Don't accept the premise, public health this and public health that. Also, don't accept that you need Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile. That's another premise people have accepted. Those are, of course, the commercials you see on TV. Those are the stores you see on every street corner. Oh, let's stop in the AT&T store. Don't accept the premise. You don't need that. You need Pure Talk. Pure Talk, they're on the exact same network, so you're not sacrificing service. Only Pure Talk doesn't take your money and use it to trash you and trash your country. That's the benefit of patronizing a business full of veterans, a business that is so patriotic they hire Americans who speak English. Oh, and did you want a new phone? Not some piece of junk either. How about a brand new iPhone 14? Brand new Samsung Galaxy for $0. You can get one of those with a qualifying plan. It takes a couple minutes on the phone speaking to a pleasant American, and you'll save money. My bill got cut in half. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Chuck Schumer was already weird enough. He also said this.
I am hopeful that our Republican colleagues will resume working with us. And I talked to them. One of the places I told them to go in the gym, you know, when you're on that bike in your shorts, panting away next to a Republican, a lot of the inhibitions come off.
I just wish I'd never heard that before. I just wish, Chris, Corey, I'm holding both of you responsible because I had not heard that before you put it on the audio list. I want everyone to know I did not find that. These two dirtballs found that. And now you know what I'm going to be picturing all night long, all night. I'm going to be picturing, I've already, mentally, I'm there, where I'm in the gym, or maybe I'm on the treadmill, or one of these weirdos who rides the bike, and I look to my left, and there's Chuck Schumer, panting there on the bike, sweating, and his inhibitions are just falling off. And God only knows what Chuck Schumer would said. But you guys are responsible for that image being in my head now. And now that I just said it, you're responsible for that image being in everyone else's head right now. Can you see the sweat just dripping off of his nose? How many miles are you going today? Just with that awful voice. Oh, gosh, I gave myself the skeevies.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Female Delta pilot strikes the wing on the runway during landing. Wow. Look, I'd be lying if I said I was shocked. When Biden bragged about defying SCOTUS, the media shrugged. Well, of course, the media, they're communist apparatchiks. They don't care about SCOTUS or laws or anything else. They care about the revolution. That's why they're there. Watch. This is from National Pulse. Influential Democrat praises Islamic terrorists, calls late Hezbollah chief beloved. Well, yes, that's the Democrat Party now. That's who they are. Again, the Bill Clinton days are gone. Trump says Putin have improved ties. Says Trump, Putin say improved ties have a huge upside, according to the White House. I guess it's not outside of the realm of possibility that America ends up with normalized relations with Russia one day. Kind of seems pretty far-fetched given our history, but I guess I could see it. Trump issues first border wall construction contract of the second term. Remember, Democrats got elected and stopped the construction of the border wall and sold off the materials. I will be back tomorrow, and yes, we'll talk about the JFK files they finally put out there. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.